Thursday, February 25, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRayhove. Making headlines today. The head of diamond company De Beers South African operations has stepped down. De Beers Consolidated Mines MD David Norco will leave the company at the end of March after 4 years as MD. De Beers said that Barr and Peterson would act as CEO from April while the process to appoint a permanent CEO was being finalized. Norco said in a media release that the time was right for him to step aside so that a new leader could take DBCM to the next phase of its transformational journey. Junior miner A1 Minerals reports that the first gold pour at its Bright Star Gold project in Western Australia will take place next week. The gold pour will follow the completion of construction at the company's fully owned gold plant, which is adjacent to its first mining site, the Beta Pit, within its Bright Star Gold project. A1 MD John Williams says that the company is looking forward to the first gold pour, which will be completed slightly behind schedule. Also making headlines, South Africa's mining chamber says that the power hikes will add strain, but they are in line with expectations. Former South African Reserve Bank Governor Tito Mboweni is appointed chairperson of gold mining company Anglo Gold Ashanti. Protests at Yamana Gold's project worry Argentine officials, and Canadian gold miner Centerra Gold is hopeful that the ongoing shutdown of heap leach operations at its Mongolian mine will end soon. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.